Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us in studio is Wendy Kahn. Wendy is the National Director of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Thank you. So what a weekend you had. I mean, there you were minding your own business and Durco decides that this is a conflict, even though it's less than 36 hours old. Durco manages to get it together to issue a statement. Yeah. Very efficient.
Yeah, very. It's taken them 6 months to get the statement against Russia, and we still live in
still
hope.
Still waiting, yeah.
And then within a day, yes, they managed to bring out a very, very long and very, very detailed and very, very angry statement against Israel, even though we know they don't take sides.
Right. No, they don't do that because we have a long history of not taking sides.
No, we don't. We believe in dialogue and negotiation and all those good things.
But we sound facetious. The truth is that is
sarcastic. Very sarcastic.
Yes, we do sound sarcastic. The reality is that is Durco's approach, to take sides. Isn't that what they say?
Well, we've got such a long history, South African international relations, of really coming to the party where there are these intractable conflicts, particularly on our conflict, but actually around the world. Mm. And we are such an expert on coming in, helping different sides, people who really are mortal enemies, coming together at the negotiating table and really helping them to find a way forward, except when it comes to the Jewish state.
So we're going to go through that in just a moment because we've got news headlines. We're going to come back to Wendy. But what I would, to me, the most striking aspect is Egypt, who is, had to have a peace agreement with Israel because of the decades and decades of conflict. Egypt steps in and manages to negotiate a peace agreement.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if South Africa actually had a similar approach to peace?
Well, this is the point that we make every time we meet with Durco and with the South African government. We say we are ideally placed. We've got such a powerful relationship with the Palestinians. If we could have some form of relationship and show some kind of objectivity and some kind of not taking sides, to quote the South African government, we really would have it. We would be very effective people to come in. But the way that South Africa has treated Israel over the last years has actually negated any role that they could potentially play. You have to be an honest broker. You have to have a relationship with both parties. And that is really, really quite, as you say, that Egypt can come in and make a contribution, whereas South Africa, having not got an ambassador in the country, certainly has no role to play.
The minute you
don't have an ambassador, the minute you don't have a presence on the ground, really, you have no role to play.
Absolutely, or maybe no right to speak. It is 8:33. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. Wendy Kahn is in a studio with us. We're talking about Durco. So, Wendy, thanks for joining us. Just taking a look at other instances where Durco has issued statements. How do they compare to what they do when it comes to Israel?
Okay. I was hoping you were going to ask that question.
Well, there you go.
You know, we've been tracking this for many years. And of course, you know, there's one standard for the rest of the world and there's another standard for the Jewish state. And whenever anything happens in the Jewish state, suddenly they kick into action and the same condemnations and the same aggression and the same hostility to everywhere else in the world. So I'm going to use the most recent example, which is the Russian-Ukrainian war. And I think that it is a very, very important. And if you will indulge me for a couple of minutes, I just wanted to share with you, because we have been tracking very carefully the statements that have been made in terms of Russia.
Okay.
And I'm just going to read you, and they're not just Naledi Pandor. It's a whole spectrum of people within government. Lindiwe Zulu, who you would know, heads up the international relations, she made it very clear in February, straight after the invasion, and she said, "We believe that the international organizations must rise to the occasion and not take sides, and rather to engage fairly and honestly in conflicts when they're brewing." Mm-hmm. Then Thandi Modise, our Minister of Defense, said, "SA government believes in dialogue."
Okay, that's good.
Right. Then we went on to Minister Pandor, who said, when Ramaphosa, remember Pandor, started a condemnation against Russia, and she was quickly put into line. And our president said, we don't blame or take sides. We push for peace through dialogue. We cannot side with anyone in this matter. And reiterated that we cannot take sides in the conflict. Then in March, our ambassador at the United Nations, when there was that vote on whether to condemn Russia, and it was explained that South Africa abstained from the vote against Russia in terms of the invasion of Ukraine, as it does not create an environment conducive for diplomacy, dialogue, and mediation. You can't make this
up. No, this is actually, you can't make it up.
Then in March, the DIRCO spokesperson, Clayson Moniela, he said actions taken by members of the international community that are likely to harden the stance of the protagonists should be avoided.
Nice.
Then we come to Deputy Minister Mashego Dlamini, the Deputy Minister of DIRCO. She said in Parliament, she was answering a question from the IFP, and she said, government urges South Africans not to pick sides as it goes against our principles. As a nation birthed through negotiation, South Africa is always appreciative of the potential dialogue has in overturning a crisis and de-escalating conflict. She called for increased efforts for diplomacy. And then our Deputy President, David Mabuza, came out on the 16th of March, and he said, no amount of condemnation will solve the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Then, of course, we came to Minister Pandora's statement, again in Parliament. South Africa cannot be seen to be taking sides in the conflict after Russia's invasion of Ukraine because it goes against our nation's principles.
So we do have principles
in
this regard.
We've got principles.
Very, very strong principles.
And then in April, our minister turns around and she says, we must promote peaceful resolution to the conflict through dialogue and negotiation, et cetera, et cetera. And it carries on and carries on and carries on. Then suddenly it doesn't carry on, because then what happens is that Israel defends itself and it defends its citizens, and it goes for terrorists in Gaza, people who have been sending across. Now it's been, it's over 600 rockets that have come
in. In fact, this morning, Avi Meir mentioned more than 1,000 rockets.
Okay, so I went to bed last night, it was 600.
Exactly.
This morning it's over 1,000. So suddenly Israel goes into a war to address real danger to its citizens, and within 24 hours there's a condemnation. And that's what we have to ask ourselves. In 6 months there has been no condemnation of Russia. In 24 hours there's a condemnation of Israel. Have our principles suddenly changed? Have we suddenly discovered that negotiation, dialogue, peaceful bringing together of people, these principles don't work anymore?
But we've never condemned Cuba either for the horrific treatment of its citizens, for the deprivation of all democratic or most democratic rights. We don't condemn Iran. We don't condemn China for the treatment of the Uyghurs. We don't.
And that's the point here. The point is that we all understand the relationship between the South African, the ANC and the Palestinians. And we understand the relationship between the ANCs and Cuba.
They're not mutually exclusive.
And we understand all these things. And loyalty is a great thing. And, you know, kudos for that. But when it comes to international relations policies, when it comes to government policies, surely there should be some principle of integrity and consistency. And unfortunately, what we're seeing time and time and time again is that the Jewish state has different principles. And what disturbed us, and we brought out a statement a few weeks ago, I'm not sure if you noticed that one, when Minister Pandor was talking to Palestinian ambassadors in Africa, and there was a whole conference here, and she turned around and she said, oh, I suppose I must mention the two-state solution, because if I don't, I'll be accused of anti-Semitism.
Wow.
That was a big one for us because you know, the lady protesteth too much, all of those kind of things. But, and we issued a statement and we said, you know,
If it looks like a duck,
it is a duck.
So what I find interesting is And it's an observation I'm going to make around your approach and the South African Jewish Board of Deputies approach is over the years, the approach has generally been, not generally, always been about dialogue, about education, about getting together to try and find solutions to it, to show another side. It's almost been more traditional diplomacy. There has been a shift in the Jewish Board's approach, which I think is important and powerful. But to some extent, it indicates a frustration on the side of the Jewish Board of Deputies.
Well, I think that there was, in the time when we were pushing for dialogue and negotiation, I think that it was a different time. I think it was a time when there was an ambassador and there were envoys being sent to Israel and the Palestinian territories. And I think that was a very, very different time. There was the potential. South Africa had the integrity. I think with the advent of Minister Sisulu, that started changing, and it started changing really radically. And when we saw this hardening of attitudes towards the Jewish state, and it started becoming more and more apparent to us that there were different, that there was this double standards and very different standards being applied, and specifically to Israel, then we had to change that because it's become very, very apparent that there is a different way that we look at Jews, and there's a different way that we're looking at the Jewish state.
And we've seen that at the UN Human Rights Council as well, with the horrifically anti-Semitic comments that the Human Rights Council has made, and South Africa's representative defending it.
Yes, and that in contrast to what's happening at the United Nations around Russia, where South Africa went and they actually brought their own resolution on the humanitarian position of Ukraine. Do you remember that one? They actually brought their own resolution because they couldn't deal with the existing resolution. Now, what is that saying? That they actually abstained from a resolution that all peace-loving nations around the world were supporting. And in contrast to that, the minute there is any resolution against Israel, they're the first in the queue. So we do have to ask those questions, and the Jewish Board of Deputies has to respond in the appropriate way.
Yeah.
And when we start seeing a different approach, and when we start seeing an ambassador being sent to Israel, and when we start seeing more even-handedness, we certainly will come back with a statement looking for diplomacy and looking for a role for South Africa to play.
Gimpel just reminding us as well about Jesse Duarte's Jacob's Coffee. I mean, that was just so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for them.
It was embarrassing. But that one, the more important one with that was when she threatened to go and storm the Israeli embassy.
Right.
And that was really worrying, that a senior official in the ANC could come up with such a violent and such an inappropriate statement as threatening to come in. And incidentally, Minister Pandor, when she was speaking to these Palestinian ambassadors, she made it very clear that she's now on a process of going to organize protests outside Israeli embassies around the world.
Look, at least she's doing something.
At least.
You know, because you'd hate her to be paid like the rest of the ANC. So here's the question. Are these individuals within DIRCO anti-Semitic?
I don't think they're all anti-Semitic. I think, and it's not for me to determine that. It's for me to say these statements are certainly anti-Semitic, singling out the Jewish state for different treatment to every other conflict around the world. That surely does bring it into question.
I'd love to hear from you, 34519 or 0618951019. Wendy Kahn, National Chair of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, talking to us, speaking to us about South Africa's position with regard to the Israeli and Palestinian conflict.